Life Audio.
Hey loves, I'm Dana Shea. I've been married for over 25 years to my childhood sweetheart, Sean. But our marriage hasn't always been sweet. There were some really dark nights caused by betrayal and conflict. We were so disconnected. Over the last decade, we've learned the tools to rebuild our marriage into something greater than we ever hoped for. And I want to help you do the same. As a marriage and relationship coach, I can give you the blueprint for how to rebuild your relationship. You're not here today by chance, friend. So turn up the volume and let me be your guide to rebuilding your life and rebuilding your love. Welcome to the Rebuilding Us podcast. Well, hey friends, it's Dana Shea, and I am so thankful that you guys are here on our very first Friday Q&A. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that on Fridays, we typically did something called Faith Talks, where we talked about our faith, and I love talking about my faith, but I have transitioned those conversations over into my private Facebook group, and so on Fridays, we are going to actually now have Friday Q&A. So if you ever have a question about your marriage or a question about getting married. Maybe you're not married yet and you've got some questions about marriage, or there's something that you're going through in your marriage that you want me to answer on an episode, then you can fill out a really short form at rebuildinguspodcast.com/contact. Submit your question there and I review those questions and I will be happy to pull some of the best on these Friday episodes. So these episodes are still going to be what I call shorties, meaning that they're going to be 12 minutes or less. We're going to be in and out, get you in, you know, gear for your weekend with some good relationship wisdom. So today we have a question from someone named Ashley, and Ashley submitted her question actually on Instagram. So if you want to DM me on Instagram, you can also do that at Mrs. Dana Shea. And so I'm going to read you her question and give you my wisdom. Okay. So question is, hey Dana, I've been listening to your podcast for about a year now. My husband and I have been married for going on 8 years. When we met, I told him I did not want to have kids, but now I've changed my mind. My sister just had a baby and I've fallen in love. Our careers have always been important to us, but now I'm thinking I may want to be a mom too. I'm afraid to bring this up to my husband because our marriage has already been a little tense. My friends are split on whether they think we should start a family, but I don't want to regret it for the rest of my life if we don't. What do you think? Well, Ashley, thank you so much for asking that question. I understand how difficult a conversation this might be. You said that you told your husband that you didn't want to have kids, but you didn't say if he also said the same. I'm assuming that he probably said the same, or there wouldn't be this angst in you. And obviously, it's been 8 years. You guys don't have any kids. So he's probably been on board with not having kids. So a few things that I want to say about this question is, first of all, people can change. You know, sometimes we pigeonhole ourselves and other people into, well, you said that you made that decision 10 years ago, and so you need to just stick with that decision. But listen, as we grow older, our desires change, our perspective on life changes. As women especially start to get older, our biological clocks start ticking, right? And we start realizing, I'm probably not going to have forever to have kids. I know that Janet Jackson had a child at 50, but probably most of us don't want to do that. So I think it's okay that your desires have changed. I don't think that you should feel guilty because now you're having a change of heart. I will say that fear of the unknown is going to keep you stuck. So you mentioned that I'm afraid to have this conversation. I don't want to bring this up. And I'm imagining that you probably in your mind already rehearsed how this conversation could go. And it's probably negative. But what if you flip the script and you actually start thinking, what if my husband responds in a positive way? My goodness, what if he's like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy that we're having this conversation because I've actually wanted kids too. And I just didn't know how to tell you. You have no idea. And you won't know until you bring up the conversation. So you're just going to have to find some courage, girlfriend, and talk to him and let him know what you're thinking. It doesn't mean that you guys have to decide to have kids, but this is your husband. So you should be able to talk to him and let him know how you're feeling. Let him know how when your sister had the baby, it started doing these things in you that were unexpected. And you just want to explore the potential, right? Like, don't even make it like we have to do this. It has to be, you know, things have to change. No, like, can we just explore the potential of what might our marriage and our life look like if we brought kids into the mix? You know, you mentioned that the marriage is tense. And I can understand, and I think that there is wisdom in not bringing children into a volatile situation, but there is a difference between a marriage that is tense and a marriage that is toxic. If your marriage is tense, like most of ours can be at times, right? Every marriage is going to go through those ups and downs, those kind of tense moments. You're going to be disconnected here and there. That's normal marriage stuff. But if your marriage is toxic, right, which it doesn't sound, just, you know, again, reading your DM, it doesn't sound like you guys are in a toxic marriage. So I wouldn't allow that to cause you pause. I wouldn't not have kids because your marriage isn't perfect, because nobody's marriage is perfect. So I think you kind of see where I'm leaning, and I don't want to sway you in any particular direction, but I will be honest and say that I believe it is my opinion. Okay, this is my opinion. I believe that if you can have children, you should have children. The Bible says in Psalms 127 that children are a blessing from the Lord and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Does that mean that God is not rewarding you if you don't have kids? No. Does that mean that you're sinning if you don't have kids? You're under a curse? Absolutely not. I don't believe any of that. But I have four kids of my own, two adults, two teenagers, and they have brought so much joy and depth to our lives. Like, you know, I used to envy, especially when my kids were toddlers, I used to envy my friends who didn't have kids because I was like, oh my gosh, they can go and come and go as they please and they're not broke. You know, they can spend their money on whatever they want. But I'm going to tell you something, that being able to raise human beings and shape their lives and speak into them. And now that my kids are older, the older kids, the adult kids, now mentor them. We're friends now. Like, there is no greater blessing. And, you know, so I think that you feel like you're robbing yourself of something because you kind of are. If you have the ability, now, obviously everybody can't have children. And my heart is very sympathetic to that. But if you can, I think that you should. So that's my opinion. Take it for what it's worth. But what I really think that you need to do is to have this conversation with your husband. God bless your friends, but they're going to be split. They're going to have their own opinions and perspectives. And so, you know, take that with a grain of salt. The main people involved here are you and your husband. So broach the conversation. Ask, what would he think about the potential of adding to your family? And I want to hear how this conversation goes. So keep me updated. And if and when you get pregnant, send me an invite to the baby shower. All right, you guys. Well, that wraps up our episode for today. If you would like to submit a question to be answered on a Friday Q&A episode, then again, all you have to do is go to rebuildinguspodcast.com/contact. And I will be going through those questions. And again, you can always DM me too on Instagram, like Ashley did, at Mrs. Dana Shea. But I will be going through these questions and we will be featuring a brand new question every Friday. So thanks so much for being here on the episode today, you guys. I can't wait to talk to you on Tuesday. Have a great day, you guys. I'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.